Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Madhya Lila 25. How all the residents of Varanasi became Vaishnavas. The following is a summary of chapter 25. A Maharashtrian Brahmana who was living in Benares was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Maharashtrian Brahmana was always very happy to hear the glories of Lord Chaitanya, and so it was by the Brahmana's arrangement that all the sannyasis of Varanasi became devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Maharashtrian Brahmana invited all the sannyasis to his house to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this incident was previously described in the 7th chapter of the Adi Lila. From that day, Lord Chaitanya became famous in the city of Varanasi, and many important men in that city became followers of Sriman Mahaprabhu. By and by, one of the disciples of the great sannyasi, Prakashananda Saraswati, became devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this devotee explained Lord Chaitanya to Prakashananda Saraswati, supporting Mahaprabhu's views with various arguments. So one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take bath at Panchanada, and afterwards, Lord Chaitanya's devotees began chanting the Hare Krishna mantra in front of the temple of Bindu Madhava. And at this time, Prakashananda Saraswati and all of his devotees approached Lord Chaitanya. Prakashananda Saraswati immediately fell down at the lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu and very much regretted his past behavior towards Lord Chaitanya. Prakashananda asked Sriman Mahaprabhu about devotional service in terms of the Vedanta Sutra, and Lord Chaitanya told Prakashananda about devotional service which is approved by great personalities who actually know the Vedanta Sutra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then pointed out that Srimad Bhagavatam is the proper commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Lord Chaitanya then explained the Chatushloki, the four essential nutshell verses of Srimad Bhagavatam found in the second canto and which is considered the essence of that great scripture. So from that day on, all the sannyasis of Varanasi became devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before returning to his headquarters at Jagannath Puri, Sriman Mahaprabhu advised Sanatan Goswami to go to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya then departed for Jagannath Puri. The author, Kaviraj Goswami, then describes something about Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Subhadi Rai. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then returned to Jagannath Puri through the great forest of Jharikhanda in central India. At the end of this chapter, Kaviraj Goswami sums up the incidents of the Madhya Lila, instructing every living being to read this sublime book of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vaishnavi Krita Sanyasi Mukan Kashi Nivasanaha Sanatanam Su Sanskritya Prabhur Niladram Agamat. After converting into Vaishnavas, all the residents of Varanasi, who were headed by the sannyasis, and after completely educating and instructing Sanatan Goswami there, Lord Chaitanya returned to Jagannath Puri. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jayadvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sri Sanatana Goswami in all the conclusions of devotional service for 2 consecutive months. For as long as Lord Chaitanya was in Varanasi, Paramananda Kirtaniya, who was a friend of Chandrasekhar, chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and other songs in a very humorous way in front of Sriman Mahaprabhu. When the Mayavadi sannyasis at Varanasi criticized Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya's devotees became very much depressed. To satisfy them, Lord Chaitanya showed mercy to the sannyasis. In the 7th chapter of the Adi Lila, I have already elaborately described Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deliverance of the sannyasis at Varanasi, but I shall briefly repeat it in this chapter. Recorded November 11, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Om Tat Sat.